As of this afternoon, the Dáil and the Seanad have now passed the Fianna Fáil motion calling for the Minister to actually put in place a comprehensive response to the fodder crisis and the pressure that farmers have been under as a result. Although we hope that the improving weather will see an end to the fodder crisis over the coming shortcoming period, farmers continue to be under tremendous financial pressure, and the Minister has not responded in a way that actually acknowledges those who actually need assistance at this difficult time. So he needs to now act on the motion. The other thing that the Minister needs to do is ensure that there is a low-interest loan put into place, because farm families are under immense pressure given the very difficult year that was in place last year and the difficult and long spring that they're coming out of. Farm finances are in a difficult way, and there was a low-interest loan scheme in place last year, and that should be reintroduced. And the other key thing the Minister must do is put in place a mechanism by which fodder supplies will be monitored in future years, so we don't see the crisis situation which developed this year, as indeed happened 5 years ago, repeat itself again in the future.
In his submissions to the debate, the Minister attempted to play down the extent of the crisis. The vote of the Dáil would suggest that he didn't manage to convince those who were listening to him. With that in mind, you believe the Minister needs to revisit his own attitude and revisit his own decisions?
Certainly. The Minister has been in denial all winter that there was any problem, and he was very much caught cold as a result when the problem did actually display itself as a result of the late spring. So he did try and defend his position, but certainly he was very much, and his party, very much alone in that, because right across the farming community, the farming organisations and all political parties and none and in the, both the Dáil and the Seanad over recent days made it very clear that the Minister's response was totally inadequate, not nearly sufficient to deal and acknowledge the problem that was there, and that he needs to address the outstanding issues which the motion called for, and also, of course, ensure that measures are taken so that there isn't a repeat of the failures we've seen by the government over recent weeks in another winter or spring.
In a wider context, how significant is this defeat for the government, given that this issue is not necessarily a political issue? This isn't an issue which is mostly confined to Leinster House. This is very much an issue which is a reality for very, very many voters out there.
Yeah, it should never have got to the stage where a vote was required in Leinster House to actually make it crystal clear to the government that their performance on this issue was totally inadequate. So I think it is significant, and I hope that the government will learn from it and actually listen much better to the farming community over the coming period of time, because they are and have been under a lot of pressure, and the government needs to be in a position to show leadership on that and indeed ensure that the support mechanisms are in place to allow our farming sector to thrive. And certainly they've been found wanting in recent times in regard to that. So we will now be pushing to ensure that the Minister acts on the recommendations in the motion, and we'll also be holding him strongly to account to ensure that the performance is a lot better from here on in, and indeed that the farm families are listened to and their importance recognised.